Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And so my target came up in front of me, and I had the gun. And when I was going to shoot, I did the old Clint Eastwood thing where you just bring it down
right.
and you shoot. And so when I bring it down, it was pointing straight at the ceiling, and that's when I shot it. It went, and it put a round right up into the ceiling.
I was here with Rob Ford.
Nice.
Not like that. till like maybe midnight. And then so
and you know what happens at midnight. Hey, it's Rob Ford. It's 11:45.
Doing a bunch.
Robert is planning on taking a gap year, but only to work at the Gap. That's and it might be actually much longer than a year. We shall see.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It occurs to me that as each month goes by in my lovely life down here, I become more and more of the belief that, you know, Father Time is marching on.
Sure.
Yesterday, my drill down here, which is no surprise to most people that listen to the show regularly, is that we do one or two shows every day, and then it's off to the golf course. It's my life. It's how I live my life. It's how I've maintained my sanity, and it's how I keep doing this show, and will keep doing this show, because I enjoy doing the show, and I enjoy spending time with my buddies. And I really love Mondays, because Mondays we do one show, and then it's off to beat the egg, which is what I love more than anything. And Monday is my favorite day of the week.
You're the exact opposite of Garfield. Garfield hated Mondays.
Yeah, he hated Mondays.
Hated Mondays.
Well, I mean, Mondays are hard as far as, but yeah, when you do what we do for a living, Mondays are great because Mondays are content driven. Mondays,
absolutely,
everything that happens over the
and
weekend.
You're recharged, and you're recharged a little bit too. Oh yeah,
yeah. Thursdays and Fridays are tough. Thursday, toughest day of the week for me because I've used up all the stuff I wanted to talk to all week, and then I got to look at Chris Freitz for 45 minutes.
That's true.
So, I mean, that's just Thursdays.
Is that
be
why
horrific.
You? Is that why you're so prone to red faced rants on Thursdays?
I think it might have something to do with it. It really does, and. He knows how to tweak me.
He does.
He tweaks me better than anybody. So Monday's very, very excited. And it's tight. It's a tight schedule. And I do get a little jealous with all the guys because I'm really one of nobody that works down here.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's just, that's just the way it goes. There may be two other guys that do a little something, and some guys have to go back home to do it. So I'm ahead of the curve, and I'm very happy about that.
So your age, all the guys are retired down there? That's a different
world.
Well,
no, they're not my age. I'm a little younger than most of them. To be honest with you, I'm still a little younger. They're a couple younger than me, and they're many, many more older than me. And so, and then they're the guys that are younger than me and retired, and they're the ones I'd like to stab in the eye with an ice pick.
Mm-hmm.
So just because the jealousy is just all-encompassing, it's like, hey, how you doing? Well, going to Paris next week. Oh, have a great time. All right, so they're down here, and there's a little pang of frustration when they're doing something you will never do.
Yeah, you're a little
embittered. You will never, ever do life.
I think that you become a little embittered with the international traveler, and it's not...
I do.
And you know, the thing is, you don't like to travel.
You would not want to go. You would not want to go.
You don't want
to...
Maybe it is you just don't want them to go.
God, we've been together a long time. So, when you're right, you're right. I could mount a defense.
Stay home, you big jerk.
You don't want to go to Paris.
You don't want to go to Paris.
I
don't want
to go to Texas.
I could lie. I could lie to you and say, you're wrong. No, you're right.
Look at you.
I'd
you
rather
and
stay
your
here.
Stupid passport.
You didn't like coming back from an island, and you swore you'd never go anywhere else.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I will not do that again.
Stupid,
super cheap.
4 days in tropical paradise.
I'll never spend what I spent again. Ridiculous.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
No offense to anybody that likes that kind of vacation.
No, of course.
Like an all-inclusive, high-end vacation. Mm-hmm. But what a ripoff. What a total ripoff. Everything charged, under the guise of free, free, free. It's not. Nothing could be less
You're
free.
You're paying for it up front.
It's non-inclusive.
You can completely manage your little appetites and go to a place, an Airbnb, in a beautiful place and just come out, you know, further ahead than I ever did. Mine was just like, hey, it's great. All we want. Oh, it's great. It's completely taken. And now that I've got enough separation between it, it's completely predicated upon American greed.
Yes.
Those are the people they target. All inclusive. That means everything, as much as you want, as much of it as you want. And what do Americans do? Greed.
You know,
we
get it
all, Mike, as much as we want. And then you get there and you go, I don't want it anymore. I mean, that's what they live for.
A great example of what you're saying is the first time Carrie and I took a cruise was for our 10th anniversary. And I think it was on the Gluttony of the Seas was the name of the ship.
Yeah, and there's an eating binge and then everybody poops and gets E. coli. And the whole ship has to be shut down while everybody pukes and poops.
There was a wonderful Eastern European maitre d' that catered to our table at our
Eastern European. And I have to interject again. The people that are laughing at us, the hardworking people that go, look at what they do. They spend all this money and they only eat one croissant.
And what I love is one time he came to me and he said, and I believe he called me boss. He said, did boss like his prime rib? I said, it was very good. He says, would boss like another? And it was like a 15-ounce prime rib. I said, no, boss is fine with one prime rib. He says, it costs you nothing. Like a criminal in a fairy tale.
That's so not true that it costs you everything.
It costs you everything.
Well, no, in your case, it didn't cost you anything.
But you pay ultimately through the nose. Yeah.
Well, no, and so
when you settle the bar bill, you pay.
Every time Carl and I talk about our dream vacation for our 60th birthday / 10th anniversary.
Yes.
I will have Carla walk in here and I'll say, hey, our vacation in February. And she won't even miss it and go, oh, rip off. That's it. That's what she does automatically.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh, the biggest rip off in the world. And by the way,
I thought it was exclusive to you. I thought it was.
We were on the low, low, low end. There are people there that just urinate $25 bills, and they're not $25, $20 bills.
I'd like just either one is great.
Ka-ching, ka-ching. No, it's just to be on the water with like two bedrooms.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even believe what these people pay for.
Of course.
It was silliness. And then I said, we had a discussion about it the other night. And I said, do you remember that day in the pool that I'm talking to that guy from New York and I drank about 50 mojitos? Do you remember that? Did you get buzzed? She said, no, I didn't buzz. I said, I didn't get buzzed at all. I mean, I it was 3:30 in the afternoon. We got done. I'm like, okay, 400 mojitos under our belt. Okay, we'll see you at dinner. And there's
for the calories.
Sugar water. That's what it was.
The only way you would have been affected is if you had a lime allergy because that's all they were feeding you.
Yeah. Nice guys.
Sure, but why not?
Anyway, I don't know how I get diverted onto this subject, but the long and short of it is I wanted to tell my old man story.
Because
down here, I do look forward to my Mondays. And Mondays is a little bit of a tight schedule where I get up in the morning about 6:30-ish. I start prepping this show. We come in. We tape the show at 9 o'clock. And then, the show is over. I have a little happy talk with my mates here. And then...
Gone.
That's it. The day begins.
And
then if there's anything later in the day, there's something later in there. But by and large, I'm out there. But I rush. And my mother rushed. And I have this gene from my mother that I got because my mother was a faller. She would rush and she would fall. And I thought I didn't have it, but I have it. So let me explain my Cocoonville home to you. All right?
All right.
In my Cocoonville home, as I have discussed before... I've never discussed where it is, but I've discussed that we like to go on golf cart rides here in the family golf cart because you're allowed to have one. And I've had one for 10 years, 15 years. I've had one down here and it's one of the great perks of living here.
When an environment or neighborhood is caters to a golf cart, it's one of the greatest pleasures in the world.
It's
my dad has one. Much fun.
All right. Thanks for the tip in.
I've never had one.
I know you've never had one.
I just figured I'd throw that in.
It's not anything I'm proud of, but it's how I get to the golf course and what I do. And in the evening, you charge the thing with a big, thick, like washer dryer type cable.
Great description.
That goes into the vagina.
220.
The vagina of the golf cart. is located under the front seat.
What if you have a male golf cart?
You don't have a male golf court because the male is the cord
the
is the male.
Ones.
I understand.
The cord is the male, and the little vagina is the female that you put in underneath the seat.
Male, female will suffice.
So what I do in my zeal to see my family is I will put stuff on the seat of the golf cart, and then inevitably, because I forget about it, I have to remove that stuff from the seat to get going. So this is, you don't need this detail. Let me just tell you what happened.
I love it.
Well, the detail is germane to the story simply because the what was on the seat resulted in what happened.
Okay.
So there's a visor that I want to remove from the front seat and put it on a shelf or something and then get going. Now, this giant cord has a thick circumference, and it's a very thick cord. For whatever reason, I do not detach the penis from the vag of the cord when I get my little visor off the seat, and for some reason, I come in close enough to the cart where I step on the other side of the cord, and I go to pick up my visor, and then I just turn around, and as I turn around, my right leg hooks onto this thick cable, which due to the nature of the industrial size plug, this is not a plug that just pulls out when it feels bad.
It's engaged.
This is a plug that is engaged and locked
in.
And therefore, what I'm experiencing is a fucking tripwire.
Oh, no.
And I am screwed. And I could... it's time stopped.
Yep.
Time slowed down as I began to go backwards.
Oh, my God.
No. And I am in the middle of the garage with nothing to hold on to, nothing to grab. I have nothing, and I know I have nothing that's going to break a fall straight down.
So bad.
And I have an option. I can flatten my body out, risking a severe head injury, or I can fall in what would amount to a seated position.
Right.
With my entire pixie-like weight coming crashing down on two artificial hips and a damaged degenerative spine.
Mm.
And I come down and the back of my head, because we've got such an abundance of space in this mousetrap we live in, the back of my head hits the trash barrel in the garage.
Oh,
this is not a big place. All right. This is a place that
I understand it's small, Arthur.
This is small. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Seriously, if you had like an average size garter snake,
right,
could ingest this house in about three gulps.
The entire
this is
house.
A small play. This is the. I know Oscar loves to corner the market on having a small home. This is a ridiculously small home.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up in a smaller home, but this one feels small. Maybe I didn't grow up in a smaller home. I might have grown up. We had what was called a salt box that I grew up on. What a beautiful name for a
That's
house.
That's a great name. You know? I never heard that.
It's a salt box cape. A center chimney cape, which was
okay.
Very, very, all the rooms were small. People used to live smaller.
Yeah, that's
true. If you go and look at old suburban areas, you'll see people live. So my grandparents lived in a closet.
Well, that's the science of it, because when the fireplace is central, all rooms need to be close to the fireplace.
That's kind of what it is.
And tiny, yeah, of course.
So I am going backwards, and it is seriously this.
Feels like it takes about 5 minutes to fall, doesn't it?
The back of my head hits the plastic trash barrel, and my entire body weight comes down on my ass in a seated position, and I know immediately that I have done damage.
Oh,
I know that I'm hurt. I'm hurt to the point of, will I have feeling in my legs? Something went very bad. And I'm artificially built anyway, so I shouldn't be running around and racing around and say hi to an old friend. Yeah.
Oh, the
there
Kane.
We go.
Man,
oh.
Herman.
Hi, how are you?
I forgot his name was Herman Kane.
Herman Kane.
That's right.
Herman Kane is
Sorry
back.
About the treasury.
Yeah, tough break. Sorry about that break, Herman. But anyway, I go down and then I'm on all knee, I'm all fours, and I do have feeling in my legs, so I'm okay with that. And now I'm wondering, am I going to be able to stand up? And
are you the only one in the house when this goes down?
No, Carla's like 200 inches away.
All right, all right.
And so she was outside. Oh, she was inside.
She's in the house. I didn't hear anything.
Oh,
yeah. You know, you know. I mean, honest to God, how she didn't hear it is that it was a crash, and then I get mad, and I walk in. I said, I'm not going to be, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to try. I'm in excruciating pain, but not the kind of pain that I thought at the beginning that I could not prevent myself from going out and pursuing. I was like, oh, wow. I mean, it's a little tweaked, but it's right. Not that big a problem. And I start moving my body around, and I'm okay. And I start walking around, and it hurts a little bit, but I'm not scared anymore, and it's fine.
Are you in the mindset that maybe moving around is the best thing for it?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And I went over. I even got in the golf cart. And I went over to the to hit a few balls and stuff. And then I'm coming back, and I put my right foot down, and I go, oh!
Oh.
And I realize very early on. I say to one of my really dear friends, one of my really warm, kind friends, I said, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to go. He said, I don't want to hear about it. I'm sick of all these pussies that are talking about the fact that they have injuries. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, they're not, the Midwest.
What?
The seat of warmth and kindness. And
empathy.
Within like 5 minutes,
none.
I'm sitting there watching people and I'm backing out. And I'm like, I'm not doing it. I got to go. And he didn't know I was serious. So he got concerned. He said, oh, you're in that much pain? I said, yeah. Oh, okay. That's how that's their equivalent of hope you feel better.
Hope you feel better. That's the equivalent of him sending a muffin basket.
Let me translate the modern Midwest.
Okay.
I hope you feel better. I'm so sorry to hear that is translated in Midwestern as, oh, okay. Thank you.
I thought
Thank
it'd
you.
Be more like, good luck with your back.
No.
Hey,
no.
Maybe you'll be better on Saturday.
No. Nothing like that. And
what a jerk.
Now, in fairness, I do. He's the biggest ween at the joint. And I hope he hears me say this because he listens occasionally. So, I head back home, and by the time I get home, I am having trouble like moving around. Like it would
it's
be
tightening
steps,
up, yeah.
Steps, electrical charge. Step, electrical charge. To the point where yesterday, midday, I was only able to get around with two canes. Leaning forward to put no pressure on my back. So I was completely out of commission. I did not know yesterday if I was going to be able to do this show today. I didn't know if I'd be able to do it from a seated position. I did not know whether I'd be able to get out of the bed. I didn't know whether I was going to have to go to the hospital because the pain was so all-encompassing. And then last evening, I got up and I started walking. I don't know still where I stand. I don't think, and I'll ask you guys for my medical advice because I didn't call anybody. If I like chip something or compound fracture, there's no way I'd be able to move at all on level. And I certainly wouldn't have. So I'm maintaining the highest level of optimism right now.
I hate to
and
bring
that's
this
something
up.
I'm not accustomed to.
I hate to bring this up because we've both gone down this road before. Do you have any chiropractor connections down there?
I'm not going to a chiropractor. I do, sure. Yeah,
okay.
I've got everybody down
what
there.
About
I've got a team? I've got a team down there.
Because I'm thinking an adjustment might be just what you might need at this point.
Yeah. Now, what we need is an adjustment of the cable connection is what we need. That's another. Oh, but did I mention that I sit down for an entire day now of television watching, and at that point, the screen freezes, and the good people at the company that will be blown out of here so fast when I get back in the fall, Xfinity,
right?
I call them, and they say, oh, there is an outage in your area, and this is, I want to say noon, and they say, you will be back online by 6:18 p.m.
No,
it's amazing how they can do the
so
exact
precise.
Number.
My God,
6:18 p.m. But anyway, that's where it stands right now, and that's where I am with this thing, and it sucks. It
did
sucks
you already hear it?
Did you hit your tailbone? Did you feel that?
No, it is in my. It would best be described as my hamstring. My upper hamstring is where all the really acute pain of where I landed, which is good because I think the hips are okay.
Yeah.
And
that sounds like it might be
not.
Like almost bruising or muscular straining. Though,
well,
huh?
I hope it's not that too, because that opens up a whole thing. But anyway, that's where we are.
How did Carla react once she found out
pissed.
You're really? Oh,
yeah,
pissed. Yeah, she's pissed. Yeah, she's pissed at me because you know she sees the future. You know, she sees the future with me hobbling around and Michael, and she has to do everything, and it's you know it's a little frustrating for her. But I say, you know, tough tease. Look at me. I'm thinking about me right now. Thank you very much. That's it.
I meant more like, are you okay?
See, Mary, is everything fine? You want somebody who's mobile? Marry the handyman. Anyway,
well, I mean, you know, this is, you know, I know you're in pain, but this is tough on her. I mean, today she probably has to go and buy new tennis balls for the walker. I mean, this is a hassle.
Well, yeah, I don't have a walker. Not and yet. I don't have crutches either.
You have canes.
We gave our crutches away, or we sold them on eBay. We sold her or Facebook. We sold them on Facebook. So, but I got all my canes from like my hip surgeries, there which I go. Love.
Yeah.
And they came in so handy, and my kid's playing with them again, you know, just like he'll do. You know, when I get really old in about a year.
So that's, what does he play with them? Like, yeah. What does he play?
He loves them. I loved canes when I was a kid. I played with all my elderly relatives' canes.
What do you do? Pretend? Does he pretend to be old? Does he walk with
them?
No,
he pretends they're guns. Yeah, or, of course. You know, he pretends. Oh, okay. Then he did last night. He was walking like daddy. And that brought me to tears. You should have seen that. You know, he's going through the. He's going.
So you're more of a vocal mimic, but he's a physical mimic.
He's a physical mimic, a piano player, and a very gregarious child, as I'm sure you found out on the show yesterday. Mm-hmm. He's doing doing very well. So everything's hunky dory.
Thank you for making it in today.
Yeah, we appreciate
it. That's all. I do the show from home, and that's one of the advantages. And I will say to everyone listening right now that this is officially the very first show that I have done in my underwear. And you will not see my underwear, but I am in my underwear doing the show right now. Fun is with a capital F.
Hey, you look comfortable.
Need a moment. Put on earmuffs for a second.
Yeah.
What we need to do is have him forget he's in his underwear. Mm. And then you know how he likes to go get things during the show?
That's what we'll do. I'm not jumping up anywhere. Yeah. I'm in a position that was required about 10 minutes of adjustment
to
get into this.
We're back with you now, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Something sensible.
Yeah. Yes.
Everything's fine. So, happy day. Old man fall. And
it could have been worse.
By the way, from the top, the spine in pain from the top of the spine all the way down to the bottom, which is telling me that there was a bit of compression.
Sure.
Involved, yeah. You know, I always think maybe I'll move it so it's never going to hurt again, but I don't think that's going to be
what? Sort of like a permanent epidural. Yeah.
I like to yell at the inanimate object that actually hurt me.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. Did you yell at the
car? I yelled at the garage.
Oh, the garage, not the plug.
Via Carla, I yelled at the garage. You know, I said, "This is a scene from Hoarders." Our house is pristine. She said, I did your office the other day. I said, I know. I leave stuff.
So and, you couldn't fit a car in your garage.
Well, the position of the cart was due to the bicycles that were on the other side that had been moved to the other side and that were jammed into the corner. And we had shelving that we put in for to organize everything, and it's not. It's not organized.
You never have enough shelving.
Nothing to do with what I did.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing. But I didn't, you know. But at that moment of excruciating pain and fear, she didn't need to know that. Made me feel better to make her think it was her fault. That's the way that. Why do you think I've been married 3 times? You know? I mean, I'm not. It's not like I hold back in situations like that. And then like 10 minutes later, I'm like, you know, and I do it begrudgingly. I'm like, Carla, I have to tell you something. It was absolutely, you had nothing to do with this. This is 100% my fault. All right. There we go. And then by that time, it doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, and then it's just like tick, 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 tick. I hate living with him. Tick, 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 tick. You know, that's the type of thing. You know, and it's the cross to bear. But we, other than that, we get along really well.
So dead silence in the house. Even though you don't have a grandfather clock, you can actually hear the passage of time with clicks.
No, she feels empathy for me, but she's seen it in so many different incarnations that, you know, she's burned on it. She's crispy on it. I would be too, you know, with me. Another problem. It's just like add it to the shopping list. So what I am hoping for is a speed. What's the fastest your back has ever bounced back, Oscar? Of all your back injuries, what's the fastest you have ever bounced back?
With proper
rest. 2 days, 3 days.
Proper rest, 3 days.
With proper rest, three days.
You picked up the sex doll?
No, but that did hurt me.
That did. Yeah, I remember. That was my favorite injury.
I'm counting on that kind of like by Friday maybe being out there again.
Yeah.
I hope. But I have no idea right now. I'm better. I'm not on 2 canes. I'm on 1.
In every day and in every way, I'm better and better.
What's that weird feeling? You're like, it's better. I have to get moving. Do everything you can not to get moving, even when it's getting better.
Yeah, well, I'm going to, you know, after the show's over, I'm going to, you know, go back into hibernation. And we'll see what happens with that. So,
Did your TV come back at 6:18?
Yes, it did. Right on the dot.
Oh, that's my God. It's crazy.
Almost on the time and just in time for me to knock out a little Killing Eve.
Nice.
And by the way, for Killing Eve fans, well, I'll have more on that a little bit later on. And just in time to watch the Caps lose. Pretty good little Monday. Remember how Easter, so here's the problem. This is the DGH philosophy.
Yes.
All right. Easter was great. Yep. I didn't say that on the show. I don't find that entertaining. I had a great Easter. I had a 10 Easter. I don't even rate Easter on my holidays because Easter is not worth it. Easter is not a rateable holiday for me. Easter was a 9, which is the highest grade I've ever given any holiday. It was a 9. So, of course, Monday had to suck ass. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, and we're delighted to have you with us.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Destiny! Destiny! No escaping! That's for me! Destiny! Destiny! No escaping! That's for me! Destiny! Destiny! No escaping! No.
Dr. Frankenstein, wake up.
What is it?
You were having a nightmare.
Nightmare?
What's that strange music?
I have no idea. But it seems to be coming from behind the bookcase.
Behind the bookcase?
It seems louder over here. Hand me that candle, will you? Put the candle back. All right. I think I have it figured out now. Take out the candle, and I'll block the bookcase with my body.
Now listen to me very carefully. Don't
the audio
put
works.
The candle back. With all of your might, shove against the other side of the bookcase. Is that perfectly clear?
I think so.
Good girl.
Put the candle back!
I am Paul
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Podcast Village studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. TMOS to our friends. We are delighted to have you with us. We are broadcasting everywhere from Bucksport, Tennessee, to Spring Hill, Florida, the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Your buddy likes to go down there, Mr.
Oh, yeah.
Dukes.
Sure.
Big Shooter likes it.
Lovely.
Down there. To Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Marilla, New York, to Painesville, Ohio.
Ow.
That's where I'm from today.
Hey, Painesville,
The Mike
baby.
O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Legacy Box. Isn't it time to digitize your lifetime of memories? You can do it. All you need is Legacy Box. All you have to do to get a great Legacy Box like we did is send in your box filled with old movies, home movies, pictures. They'll do the rest. They digitize your moments onto a thumb drive, the cloud, or DVDs. It's magical. You get your originals and new digital files back in a few weeks. They keep you updated at every step of the process. We all used Legacy Box, and the results are amazing. Legacy Box is the world's largest, most trusted digitizer of home movies and photos. Over 450,000 families have trusted Legacy Box. They have over a decade of experience, and all the work is done by hand right in the USA.
Guess who pulled the trigger and did a Legacy Box last week is good guy Charlie Burney.
Ooh.
From Podcast
Charlie Burney.
He has a lot of video projects he made in college for classes.
This is cool.
And he's converting them all, and I can't wait to see them, like stop motion stuff and short movies he made. But he sent them all off to Legacy Box, so soon they'll be digitized and in our eyes.
Hope he shares them with us so we can see all those guys running around in those raccoon coats. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your memories. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. Just kidding, Charlie. For a limited time, our listeners, go Yale, go. For a limited time, our listeners get a huge exclusive discount Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to get 40% off your first order. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS. Save 40% today. Get started preserving your past. And thank you, Legacy Box. Are you ready to get the mailbag on? Because it's not about me and my back. It's about
you. No,
you
got to do the mailbag.
Mailbag.
And if I don't do it now after that it's long opening, I'll never do it.
Right beyond your spine. This was the school song at Charlie Burney's college.
Hey, Charlie, who's playing at the gig?
The Mills Brothers.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, and time for our mailbag. Hello, gentlemen, our first letter. My 14-year-old son, Albie. Hi, Albie. Is playing the big bad wolf in his 8th grade play, Shrek. I was wondering if the gingerbread man and Rabe could give him some pointers before he hits the stage. Love the show, Alpino G. So, any advice for Albie, Gingerbread Man, or Rob Spiewak?
Gingy?
Yes.
Now, before you go on stage, remember to look in that mirror and know you're better than everyone else. They suck. You rule.
There you go. That's the very tired Gingerbread Man.
Yeah, Sleepy Gingerbread Man. A little stale.
Sleepy Gingerbread Man.
And I will just say this. I spent years in high school theater, Albie, and I know this. With a juicy role like the Big Bad Wolf, you're going to get plenty of trim. Enjoy.
Oh, what?
God. Jesus,
why would you do that?
Rob.
The kid is 12.
Rob Spiewak.
He's a 14.
My God.
I suppose.
Terrible.
And you know what? I'm lying anyway. I'm just giving him something to hope for.
You're evil.
Not in
Hello,
theater.
Guys. Next letter. I hope you're doing well. My name is Anna. Hello, Anna. The reason I'm sending this email is that my husband has been a fan of yours. And if it's Anna, I apologize. Anna. The reason I'm sending this is that my husband has been a fan of yours for over 15 years. Every day he listens to your show and he even buys the bonus stuff for extra. Sounds like Jerry Lewis. And I buy the bonus stuff for later.
There were a lot of grammatical issues with this letter. I tried to leave some of them in to preserve the flavor. And that was one of them. The buy the bonus stuff for extra.
For extra. His name is Alexander Ephraim. And we had an agent named Ephraim.
You worked with Donald a man named Ephraim. Ephraim, yes. What Stay was his cool catchphrase? Guys.
Stay cool. Stay cool, guy.
We're not going to get that money. When are we going to get that money? We're not going to go in. We're not going to do the show. We're going to quit. We're going to go to another event.
Stay cool, guys.
And while you're doing the voice, can
he earned his pay.
What? Could I have just a little joke coin?
Yeah. How you doing, guys? Don's in Egypt. He's on a vacation in Egypt. And, he says just to stay cool, and we're going to get it all worked out for you. By the way, they added first-class travel to the gun. We'll see if we get that one.
True story, yes. Though. Was it when you were in a contract negotiation, didn't you call your agent and he was in Egypt?
Yeah, he was in Egypt.
In Egypt?
Yeah.
Sorry, can't come to the phone right now. He's looking at the pyramids.
So great.
His name is Alexander Ephraim, and he has a birthday this Friday. If you could please wish him happy birthday on your show from his wife, I would greatly appreciate it. From his wife, Anna. Thank you, Anna Ephraim. Well, there, we just did
Happy
it.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
With that
there you
letter. Go. Thank
it's
you.
A trip to Way to Egypt.
Go. I hope you enjoy, Alexander. Guys, my brother Daniel Friedman lives in the Outer Banks of North Carolina. We just said hello to him.
Yes, we did.
He is turning 32 in a couple of weeks. He's a huge fan and has all your individual posters hanging up on the wall. Posters.
Now, this I don't understand.
Well, we should all make like a 70s bikini posters.
Well, I would say I had a.
I've got Farrah's boobs. I'll wear that one piece red.
Oh, okay, suit. Like a superimposed head on a body.
I don't know that I could pull that off. I'll take the Fonzie poster. I'll be Fonzie. The Fonzie. Yeah, with the.
Thank you for the letter, Michael Friedman, and that's wonderful. And happy 32nd birthday to Daniel. Hope he has a wonderful birthday. Yeah, thank you. Uh-huh. Hey,
he's in Egypt.
Dear TMOS, hi. My name is Sophia Haller or Holler. God, they're all sounds today. Sophia Haller. I'm 15 years old. Hi, Sophia.
Nice.
A 15-year-old sent a letter in. I love that. And I love listening to your podcast with my dad, Peter Holler. Peter Holler. You know. What does Peter say when he wants somebody to call him? I'll holler at you. She listens with her dad, Peter Holler, every day after school. Sophia does.
Yes.
I love that name, by the way. What a beautiful name, Sophia. Last Sunday was his 50th birthday, and it would mean the world to me if you could wish him a happy birthday on the podcast. He's a really big fan and has been listening for a couple of years now. Thanks for all the laughs, Sophia Holler. Let me tell you something, Dad. I don't want to talk about your birthday. I want to talk about your brilliant,
yes,
talented, thoughtful, adult beyond her years daughter, Sophia Holler, who took the time to write us a letter to send a 50th birthday greeting to you. You have the gold standard daughters right there. I'll tell you that, Mr. Man. That is fantastic. Sophia, I am so proud of you. And Peter, you got a great daughter, and I hope she listens for the rest of her life. Sophia and Peter, enjoy your day. What a sweet daughter that is. That's beautiful. Next letter says, good afternoon, gentlemen. Call back to episode 2211, where the Audio Vault mentioned a porn-watching notification service. You know,
recall
we
this?
Go from that sweet letter right into this.
This
because
show.
You have no filter. Anyway, it's a porn-watching notification service. What you talked about was the Covenant Eyes program. I have been managing the sex offender probation team for 10 years with the Alexandria Probation Office, and we've been using this program to manage sex offenders and to monitor their internet usage. It's kind of interesting that they have gone commercial like this. Thanks for the great show, Christopher Cahill. Thanks for the letter, Christopher. I'm so glad we got that information.
Weird, though.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
They've
been around
for a long
time.
Taken a commercial application.
Yeah.
And now try to make it like
a... So people that want to manage their own addiction,
their
if you don't want to...
struggles.
Yeah.
CC Carey, CC Carla, CC Shannon.
Exactly.
Very good. Moving right along. Hi, gentlemen. That was the strangest letter of the day. I wanted to offer a... did you include that simply because you were worried that if you didn't, it would be suspicious?
No, not at all. I found it interesting, and also I like to represent all spheres of our listeners' interests. And as you know, Mike, the mailbag is nothing if it's not a tapestry.
What about
thank you.
What about the placement after the wonderful 15-year-old birthday?
Sometimes, you know what that is? That's like a little bit of a shock value.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, gotcha. Keep them on their toes.
Thank you. Hi, gentlemen. I wanted to offer a long overdue thank you to all of you at TMOS. I've been listening to Mike and Rob since 2002, and I've been a daily listener of TMOS since its inception in 2009. This past Saturday marked the 5th anniversary of the day I lost my mother to lung cancer. It was one of the hardest experiences I've ever had to endure. During the entire week of her death and the funeral, I was overtaken with sadness, and I was left wondering how long it would take to live my life normally again. That's where you come in. When I started my 3.5-hour drive back home, I did what I always do. I listened to you guys. Because of the events of the previous week, I had several of your episodes backlogged that were still unheard. So I started listening to them. Mike, Rob, Oscar, Matt, listening to those episodes was the first time I truly laughed after what I had just gone through. Your show was like therapy, and it was the perfect remedy for my emotions. For the first time that week, I was able to escape the heartache and breathe normally again. It felt like you were all there with me in the car, telling me it was going to be okay. I will never forget that. And so I just want to say thank you. The time I spend listening to you is the true highlight of each and every day. Each time the anniversary of Mom's passing arrives, I always think of TMOS and how your family has become my family in so many ways. What a beautiful, beautiful letter. Forever a loyal listener and friend, Drew Belinsky, Salt Lake City, Utah. And with this being the week of my mom's birthday, I get you, Drew. I feel you, and I'm so glad you say that. I used to share those kind of letters with my mom, too, because those were the ones that she thought were the most special about the show. So that's kind of full circle, and I appreciate that. And we have in our hand the final letter.
Hi-oh!
Hi there. Love you guys. Your show is the best part of my day. When I heard about Frankie and his clam neck moment last week, I was inspired to write. Oh, dear. A few years ago, my female cat was in heat. I walked in on her trying to get my elderly male cat to mount her. My poor male cat was kind of going through the motions, but obviously not into it. I should probably also say he was neutered. He wasn't really interested, but his little thing came out. OMG. I told my husband I wanted to remove my eyes. So, Mike, I feel your pain. Now we have a female cat who farts. This isn't any better. You'll be missing your business, and all of a sudden the whole room smells. You'll be minding your business, and all of a sudden the whole room smells. I've accused my husband, but since he has no problem admitting to it, I know it's not him. Ah, the joys of pet ownership. Cats!
Cats!
Listening to you all makes my day. Love, Katie Shireman, Woodland, California, with her farting cat.
That's right.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Katie, and thanks for those great letters. If you want to send a letter in for the mailbag, all you have to do is send it to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. We do it every single Tuesday, and we would love to hear from you. Great letters today. We'll take a break and come back with a TV recommendation that I've talked about before, but I'll talk about it again because I do that occasionally. And more stuff on the Mike O'Mara Back Hurts Show. We'll be right back.
Alexa, who are the interns on the Mike O'Mara Show?
I don't understand what you mean by interns.
You know, the people behind the scenes.
I don't know what you mean.
Come on, the ones who write all the promos, the people who do all the real work.
Did you mean to search for Matt Ponyboy Bloom?
What? No, he's not an intern.
Now searching for Ponyboy Bloom on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Alexa, cancel. Search People Who Work Hard on TMOS.
Now searching for Maddie Masiello.
No!
Remember, I can play the Mike O'Mara Show for you today and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Brewmate. Don't you love warm alcohol?
What?
No! Nobody does. Come on! That's why you need Brewmate, the fastest growing drinkware brand in the world. The world, as the Brits say. Brewmate products keep your beer or wine or anything at the perfect temperature all day long without ice. I got the Hopsilator Trio. I love it. Mine is the wood grain. Got Carla a pink one. Yes, sorry. Her Hopsilator is pink. She has a pink Hopsilator.
Yes, she does.
That sounds a little naughty, doesn't it? It fits both 16 and 12-ounce cans with its freezable adapter or can convert to a 16-ounce pint glass with splash-proof lid. Guaranteed to keep your favorite beer at the perfect temperature to the last drop. It makes a perfect gift for the beer lover in your life, especially with this time of year coming. Mm-hmm. The warm weather's on the way. The warm weather's on the way. Over 30 colors and finishes to choose from, plus 100% glass-free. Plus, Brewmate products work with hot and cold beverages. Start the day with a steaming latte and end the day with a good cold brew in the same perfect vessel.
Vessel!
Don't you dare settle for warm alcohol. Chill out with your favorite drinks all day long with Brewmate. Visit brewmate.com and enter the code TMOS. Got to check that. Visit brewmate.com. They changed the code. It's Mike. Enter the code Mike, M-I-K-E. That's how you spell that. Do it at checkout to get 15% off your first order. That's 15% off your first order when you go to brumate.com and enter the code Mike at checkout. Cheers. Enjoy your Brewmate. We love ours, and we hope you will love yours as well. I want to show you something here. Let me just
show and tell.
Yes.
Hold on a second. Pull that out.
Show and tell. Here we go.
It's a game we play.
My wife introduced my son to this. You know what these are?
Ooh,
this is the vintage Nintendo.
The micro.
Oh, where they took it's the. It looks like a miniature version of the classic one, but it plays all the games. They're loaded in.
Yeah,
right?
It's the mini version, and it's got like Super Mario. Mm-hmm. And my wife had some mimosas on Easter Sunday, and I walked away for a few minutes, and I see her in here. Playing with my son, showing him where the video games are. By the way, this was my area. This was not only my office, but this is where I would repair to play my video games. And so, you know, he's played video games in like the kids' places.
Yeah,
sure.
Zoomers, we got a place down here. It's got arcades, but he's never done it in the house. And so it's official. It's over.
Yeah, you're done.
It's over. She introduced him to video games. His addictive personality kicked in. He's wanted to do it. He doesn't want to do anything else right now. And I'm like going, and then I said to Carla, why did you do that? What do you mean? It's not that bad. And I'm just like, okay, you know, we'll see you tomorrow when you're a little logy because you're all champagned up with your orange juice and you brought him in to do that. And
you'll see your son again when he's 18.
Yeah,
he's going because this will lead to the bigger stuff.
This little box right here.
Easy solution. By the way, it's a cute little Nintendo box. Because I remember as a kid.
Was Carla a big gamer when she was a kid?
With this particular box.
So retro.
Here's the controller, by the way. Here's the very sophisticated controller.
Yeah.
Yeah. They
back when I could still do it.
Yeah.
No X's and O's and Y's.
I'll put it together. I'll put it together later. I'll set it up. I'll leave it just the way I found it.
You know where would be a good place for it, Mike, is the garage.
Yeah, the garage, absolutely. Maybe so, on what I fell onto.
He's never...
The trash can.
Don't fall on the Nintendo.
Exactly. Yes.
Suspicious.
Michael has never seen you play your Xbox?
No, because I don't play it that often. I've got Call of Duty on there right now, and the one that I didn't play, Far Cry 5, could not possibly suck enough.
Okay.
They didn't raise the bar like they should have on Far Cry. I wonder if anybody commiserates with me on Far Cry 5. I think Far Cry 5 was
horrible. What's the story of Far Cry?
I don't even remember. It's so long ago that I played it. But do you remember the one Far Cry that Pony, you remember that when we were talking about Far Cry, where they had the babe during Far Cry? Oh,
you had a choice at the end, right?
Yeah,
you had
the choice. Sexy time.
I remember the sexy time
choice. You had a choice for sexy time, yes. And the lady was so sexy on the video game, and it was such a perfect grown-up video game. And I'm like,
Didn't she resemble,
I get to shoot bad guys.
You made such an impression when you were telling the story. She resembled Pink, the singer, right?
She had a pink face as far as like she looked like the features of Pink.
Yeah.
But then she had kind of a long brown hair. She's kind of an exotic look.
Yeah. Do you not like, I remember when Far Cry 5 came out because just the overall reviews that were coming out were mixed.
Yeah, sure.
And the excitement for these new games, and a lot is riding on some of these gaming houses to actually do this right.
Yeah.
So did you just not like it right away, Mike? Because sometimes they change so much, you're like, oh, I hate this.
They
game.
Do different things that you know, I like the kind of the tropical nature of these things. They work for me. And, I don't like anything where they make you go to the Arctic. Far Cry, makes you go to the Arctic. Or,
it's chilly.
No, Call of Duty makes you go to the Arctic.
Yeah.
And it bores the hell out of me. Oh, we're going to go fight in the snow again. Okay, easy backdrop.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah, it's
easy
white.
Backdrop, yeah, right?
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Polar bear in a snowstorm.
Right. Do you feel okay? So let's be serious about the video game. I get what you're saying, Mike. Video games, 5 years old, too early. Probably too early to let that happen. Now, it's Nintendo, so there's something to be said about just kind of
playing right now.
Advanced Warfare for Mr. Mike O'Mara.
Right, there you go.
For your actual Nintendo system, if they're gonna play anything, if they're already playing at their friends' houses, I would rather them play Nintendo than a full Xbox One.
Yeah, well, it's like giving it's the gateway drug. Of course it's the Nintendo. But at five, it's a simple way to get him addicted to this stuff because he's going to be able to.
Now
it's going to be
taste,
within his wheelhouse.
A taste.
Yeah. First bump's free.
Now, I'm not the kind of dad who's going to play a video game with my kid. I'm going to take him out to the golf course. I'm going to, take him to hockey. I'm going to do that type of thing. I'm going to hang out. I'm going to take him to sporting events.
Yes.
I'm going to shoot skeet.
I really doubt he's going to shoot skeet.
We're going to go to the local range.
Oh!
Yeah. Good job, son.
Nice job, son.
You're 8 years old. You can handle that Beretta shotgun.
Nice grouping.
Way to go. Way to go. Oh, look at that. You knocked that right out of the sky. I'm going to call you Little Dukes. But anyway,
I went shooting skeet with Dukes. That's how I knew so much about it.
I went shooting, and I shot better than your partner, your radio partner, time on the radio. Do you remember when we went to that place where we got paid to go to?
In Manassas.
Someplace like that.
Yeah, were you shooting skeet or like on a range?
No, we were shooting targets, and I beat him. I beat him with all his gun talk.
That's great.
I beat him. I told the story about my next door neighbors way back when at the Willow Lake Apartments where you boys have been.
We took a field trip there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And
crime.
So,
I forgot. Crime, it's a crime scene, Mike.
Yeah, we left the phone in the car and it was stolen.
We needed to shoot like maybe 4 minutes of video.
Maybe 4 minutes. We went upstairs to my place. Gone. Beautiful place. Just lovely. It was lovelier back when I was there than it was when we went to a
revisit.
I
like that they've kept it up.
So I had these two kids that were in their 20s, late 20s, and they asked me, and I was right about the same age, when I was programming the radio station down in, or maybe I was just doing a radio show, down in Annapolis, Maryland, and I lived in Laurel. And they said, you want to come out to the shooting range? WYRE. So maybe let's go to the shooting range. And so I said, new experiences. Yeah, I'll go. I said, what are we going to shoot? He said, we got a 38. And so he had a 38, and it was this big revolver. It might have been a 44 Magnum. I'm not sure what it was.
Is a 38 a Saturday Night Special?
No, bigger than a Saturday Night Special. But if it was a big handgun, it probably wasn't a 38.
Maybe it was a Magnum.
Yeah,
maybe
it was
a 44 Magnum. And so they said, okay, it's real simple. There's the target, and you know how to shoot. It's it's a revolver. It's pretty self-explanatory. Yep. And so you cock the gun, and then boom, and you fire it. And so my target came up in front of me, and I had the gun. And when I was going to shoot, I did the old Clint Eastwood thing where you just bring it down and you shoot. And so when I bring it down, it was pointing straight at the ceiling. And that's when I shot it. And it went, and it put a round right up. right up into the ceiling. Yeah, it's probably not the first time it's happened, but I realized that, you know, if I'd cocked it back, it might have taken the top of my head off.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Guns are scary. Guns I don't like guns.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Never heard
guns
that
story.
Guns
are very scary. Yeah, I did that. And then, you know, it was kind of after that, I really just wanted to get out of there.
Yeah.
And they were both like, hey, he put it in the ceiling. Thanks for coming, Pops.
Pops. Yeah,
I was Pops back then, too. For some reason, I felt older than they were.
You always played old.
But I,
You're an old soul.
Maybe I am an old soul. I had a lot of responsibilities right out of college. I had a lot of responsibilities.
Yeah, right.
That's the way, you know, not like these kids today.
No.
Doop, 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 you know, do whatever you want. I think I'll travel. Yeah, I didn't do that. I was right there. I was nose to the grindstone. Right
you weren't given the opportunity, Mike, to take what they call a gap year.
No. Is that what they call them now?
That's what they call them now. I see a couple of those running around Loudoun County.
Why do we Americans always come up with jargon for
because
things?
Because it excuses it.
Like, it excuses it.
It excuses
gap,
it.
I'm taking a gap year. Yeah. A gap year. That oh, my ass. A gap year
only counts if you've been accepted to a four-year university or, I would say top tier, where you say, I'm not going to Harvard because I need a gap year. A gap year does not exist if you were going to go to junior college and you decided to take a gap year so you could go to junior college that second year.
No, you know what? Still not okay. Because here's what you do.
I don't think a gap year. No, here,
you have a 3-month gap anyway. Use that and then go to college.
You know what? The gap for me, if I really had to do it all again.
Better than
I was
the
working,
gap, Mike.
I was working at a commercial radio station in my junior year of college.
Uh-huh.
And I will always, I would have loved to have that opportunity to just say F it and do whatever I wanted, but I didn't do that. And I always kind of regretted that I didn't have that year where I had no responsibilities just to
just
travel around
radio.
And do that. But, you know, but we didn't have the money. My parents didn't have the money and I didn't have the money. So, I mean, you know, we had to do what we had to do.
Obviously, Julia will be graduating and going right to school. Robert is planning on taking a gap year, but only to work at the Gap. That's and you. It might be actually much longer than a year. We shall see. Hey, you know what? It's a great career.
Yeah, it could be a career.
It could.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like I think of that movie, Officer and a Gentleman. You know? I'll work my way up to assistant manager in 2 years. It'll be great. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on The Real Interns of Podcast Village.
Johnny here. Rumor has it that somebody's getting promoted to be a fourth TMOS co-host, and I think it's going to be Dahlia, a voice raspier than a raspberry. Yum. Comedy queen. We support each other here, but I swear to God, if she makes a dime more than me, I will burn this building to the ground. I'm stable.
Follow the interns at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Johnny, I love that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I have the best kitchen knives in the world, and they're from a company called Brandless.
Love it.
Now, they've got tons of other stuff besides my kitchen knives, but I'm just telling you what I bought because I needed them, and they are so beautifully solid, and the reason that they can be sold at the wonderful price point they sell them at is because they cut out the middleman at Brandless, and they deliver just what matters, all at simple, fair prices. Brandless offers better options for the things you care about. They sell everything at the website. It's a thing of beauty. For browsing, Brandless offers better-for-you items at a better price, shipped directly to you. Just the quality level is off the charts. It's so much fun to shop there, and you don't have to leave your house. No. It's shipped directly to you, and they offer them at a better price. Brandless gives back also. Every time you check out at Brandless, they donate a meal to someone facing hunger. That's one of these modern companies that's socially aware, and that's good too. They provide millions of meals a year through their partnership with Feeding America, the nation's largest domestic hunger relief organization. Right now, our listeners can receive free shipping on orders of $48 or more at Brandless. Go to brandless.com/TMOS to see our favorites and receive free shipping on orders of $48 or more. Don't wait a second longer. Go to brandless.com/TMOS. I want to shop Brandless today. I feel like getting something. In my depleted condition.
Mm.
What a great way. If you're homesick, got the flu, you've earned it. To see our favorites. You're sleepy. To see our favorites and receive free shipping on orders of $48.
This is true. This is
start enjoying. Well, I switch you. So you do the thing we all do on this show. I'll tell you what it is in a minute. It's a tell.
Please.
There's no other way. To be honest, fairness to you, could not tell in any other way. And I'll tell you in a minute.
Thank you. Start enjoying
the high quality products you deserve today. There's a tell. There's one person who used to do it more than any other.
What's the tell?
It freaks me out when Rob's done it, I've done it.
Yeah.
It's the stifled yawn. So, we'll be starting that where you'll be talking and I'll be like, oh.
Yeah, so, doesn't it involve, for me anyway, it's you collapse your mouth shut, teeth, and you almost pull your tongue back, and that's how you try to fight it? But that yawn is going to happen.
What did you do last night? You were up till what time?
2 a.m. Right? 2 a.m.
Okay. And you're doing something today? By the way, for full disclosure, we're taping early because Oscar's got a big thing that he's got.
Nothing exciting happened at home. I was here with Rob Ford.
Nice.
Not like that. Till like maybe midnight. And then
you know what happens at midnight. Hey, it's Rob Ford. It's 11:45.
Doing a bunch. Just a bunch of admin stuff. Nothing cool, nothing fun.
You got to get your sleepies. Especially when you're doing this show and then you got another thing you're doing.
It's
right
been
afterwards.
In the news, too, that if you're not getting 8 hours of sleep, you're going to die. You're going to die, Rob.
I get home. My wife does this thing. She doesn't even understand that it bothers me. Thank you, Mike.
That was a real one. I got about half an hour last night.
And she writes, she goes, are you coming home? Like, I want to be at work. Like I want to be there, right?
Sure.
Right. And I said, so I call her. I don't text back. I know that are you coming home text is we're going to bed. By her, that means her and her dog and her wonderful life.
She wants her man her Betty by with her.
So I say, I'll be home in roughly half an hour. I race home. They're sawing logs. It's 12:30. But then I walk by the mail stack. And I was like, well... I'm sure there's bills in there that need to be paid.
Oh, my God. That's not the time to do bills.
There are some bills, but to be fair, it's mostly fan mail.
So you were up, and then when did the screen come on? Because then you do the screen time.
Well, I didn't watch Lester Holt. I watched the hockey game with Rofo. We were running all these TPS reports.
By the way, side note, Capitals, that old familiar feeling last night. I didn't like that feeling. And by the way, if they get by... Carolina, you know who they're facing next? They're facing the New York Islanders next. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but that team is coached by the Capitals coach. That will be fascinating.
Great story.
They're coming home. It's
going to a seventh game. Yep. They haven't lost at home. We'll see what happens. But they made me nervous, and they looked like poo-poo last night. They really, really looked like, and they looked out of control. They looked like an out of control team. But anyway,
correct.
Go ahead.
So Capitals lose. I'm losing at life. I come home. I see a stack of mail. And I said, I look at the schedule ahead. I said, if I don't do this now, it's going to be, how come you didn't see that piece of mail? And everybody at home that's in a relationship or married knows that there's a piece of mail that always gets lost because some people don't like looking at the mail.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Bottom line.
Especially if it's the mail of a nature that's, difficult.
Yeah, and I know that our home insurance, everything's usually automated. But there's always one company that doesn't let you automate. And I know that we have those in our lives.
Bang Brothers.
They've been digital since I've met them.
Yeah, you know, that's, say what you will about that organization, Mike.
All on. Yes.
Head of the curve.
Yeah, so I sit down, turn on the NBC Nightly News, and I start going through these bills. And what happens is, like my dad, we all turn into our parents. Mm-hmm. Like my father, I've got a stack here, and the entire time I'm like murmuring to myself, anybody's around.
Do you do? Are you exclusively the bill guy? Do you do all the bills?
Yes, I do all the bills, and
my wife and I do it collectively.
I would like a collective.
I bust out my computer. Yes. And she sits next to me and she goes through the paper as I'm sitting there online. That's how we do it. Hey, you know what we call it? Our best time of the month.
So the fantasy in my head.
You sing the song Happy Talk from South Pacific?
God. Happy Talk, keep a talking a happy talk. Paying bills so fun with you.
And it's not, I'm not digging a ditch. I'm not running cable under dirt. I'm not doing any of that.
Right.
But I'm sitting here and I can't help but be jealous of my wonderful wife, who's patient as the day is long.
Who's blissfully asleep with the pooch upstairs.
With a dog who loves her more than he'll ever love me.
Sweet boy.
Right. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, well, she came home roughly at 6:37 p.m. What were she, would she just walk by the stack of mail? It would have been nice.
But you've taken that under your wing. That's your, you've made it clear that's your responsibility.
But the mail wasn't even.
It's the sorting. I don't mind paying the bill.
Oh, the sorting should have been organized. Yeah.
It's the sorting.
Now, is the sorting, is she in charge of sorting the
mail?
No
one's in charge, but I guess you're right. I didn't say, hey, can you sort the mail?
That's right.
Why should I have to say that?
You know what? Let her do it. And then she'll get addicted to it because Carla's addicted to the mail. She loves to get the mail. She loves to see the mail before I do all the time, you know, which is like, you know, the mail from her fans. Fans, boyfriends, everything. I mean, that's what she is.
No, love letters. Got to get to me before it gets to them.
No, she likes to get the mail. Then she arranges the paper stuff we have to deal with, and I handle all the stuff.
That would be cool.
Perfect system.
That is a great system. And you're right.
Respond to all my fan mail.
The fault is this. Is in my lap.
Thank you for your interest.
I come from a world where you would get beat if you do not think ahead. If you did not think ahead, my mom would say, you're not doing your job. You would get a cocacho. You get a pinch. You would get a spoon to the head.
To be fair, didn't you get beaten even if you did think ahead?
Yeah, but once it got a little streamlined, it was only to help our greater good. That's what my mom at least made it.
Yeah, but if you give Shannon a cocacho, you're going to have the police to your house.
I'm not saying hit my wife. I'm saying
hit the mail.
Cocacho. Hey, cocacho.
Pinch that gas bill.
Cocacho, where are you going, huh? Come on, cocacho. What does cocacho translate to?
My mom would call it, she would take her ring finger with the biggest ring on there, and then she would swipe at our heads, so she would hurt us with whatever ring she was wearing.
What, like slice your head open?
Yeah. It would just be a quick move.
Like, I think Kaka got it right
with
here.
With, like, a ring?
Yes.
Would you go to school with, like, what?
I've got on Google Translate, cocacho is $10 copay, is what it means.
would she scrape you?
The wounds have healed. I don't know.
I don't think they have.
He's covering for his mother.
You are so broken.
No wonder he's a monster.
I'm sure.
A cacacho across the forehead, open it up like it's like in some sort of horror movie. Jesus Christ. I knew you grew up in a rough household. I didn't know you were like reenacting a scene from Saw 3. Jesus Christ.
She would never do it where it was visible. It was always where the hair was.
Of course not.
Tomorrow, full segment. Write it down. Remind me, we've run out of time. Oscar's World leads the show tomorrow. I want a psychotherapy session with him, and hopefully he'll get more sleep.
Yes.
Let's do that tomorrow. Thank you very much. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need. Cocacho! On the Mike O'Mara Show.
Time now for fun with languages. Today, we speak German. If you ain't bitching, you ain't breathing.
Wenn Sie nicht meckern, atmen Sie nicht.
It's time to laugh more.
Es ist Zeit, mehr zu lachen.
A TMOS bonus package is the perfect choice.
Ein TMOS bonus paket ist die perfekte Wahl.
It's an extra hour of comedy that keeps the funny train chugging along.
Es ist eine zusätzliche Stunde Comedy, die den lustigen Zug immer weiter juckt.
Try it. Buy it. You'll love it.
Probieren Sie es aus. Kaufen Sie es. Sie werden es lieben.
Ooh, das ist ein Bingo.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Thank you, Jim Amato. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Function of Beauty. We don't all have the same hair, so why do we all use the same hair products? Can you answer that? Can you, old chum? Can you do it? Try? You can't. No, I know you can't. Yeah, Don't look at Alexa that way. Oh, I said Alexa. Now she's going to go nuts.
Hi, Alexa.
Everybody's listening. Hi, Alexa. Alexa, turn it down. I'm just kidding.
Alexa, volume 70.
Stop it. Stop. God.
Oh, God.
Why do you always have to one-up? Why do you have that chip? I'm in the middle of a commercial here. Function of Beauty brings you shampoos and conditioners that are customized and individually filled just for you. Is the number really 70? Is that really the number?
Yes.
Is that the top number?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I think.
Don't say it again. You think. The products are so personalized, your name is even printed on the bottle. It's beautiful. Carla's got them in our shower right now. Function of Beauty has safe, natural ingredients, is 100% vegan and cruelty-free, and costs 40% less per ounce than leading salon brands. Function of Beauty is the internet's top-rated customized shampoo with over 10,000 five-star customer reviews and counting. I just know that Carla's hair has never been softer or smelled better. She's beautiful anyway. Now she's got even more beautiful hair now that she's using Function of Beauty. Wow! And here's your chance. Our listeners will receive 20% off their first custom formula. Just go to functionofbeauty.com/TMOS and take the quick 2-minute hair profile quiz to design your 100% unique shampoo and conditioner formulas. That's functionofbeauty.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. Functionofbeauty.com/TMOS.
News.
Let me turn that up. Thank you. There we go. Hit the swoosh, please. Nicolas Cage.
Yay!
Was only married to Erica Koike. I love that name.
It's a good name.
Shaboogie. Hey, Koike. Na-na-na-na-na-na.
I love show tunes.
Hey, Erica Koike, you're the wife of Nicolas Cage. Hey. 4 days. That's how long their beautiful matrimonial state lasted before he asked for an annulment. Claiming fraud. Plus the fact that he didn't have the ability to recognize the full impact of his actions. Duh. Well, Erica doesn't think he deserves an annulment. There you go, Nicholas. Actions have consequences. Mm. She's cool with a divorce, though. Of course she is.
Yes.
Specifically one where she gets spousal support.
He likes that.
No.
What's not to like?
She also claims that 12 days after Cage filed for the annulment, he asked her to start again, quote, in the right way. So as far as she's concerned, the marriage was legit.
Sure.
Unbelievable. You know? It sounds like Nicolas Cage is this is Shaboogie. What is it?
Shaboopy.
But it's not the Buddy Hackett.
This is the Broadway version.
Get the Hackett version.
You
come on
get the
now.
Hackett version.
What you get the, you're the one that collects that crap. What do you got there? It's like an old Broadway cast recording.
It's the original Broadway cast recording.
Oh, boo.
Boo, Broadway.
The Rock is all about Easter, and he thinks he's so clever by saying that to me. Boo, Broadway. Like, I just dissed all of Broadway.
No, not at all.
Yes, yeah. My back hurts, fat ass.
I know. I'm sorry about your back.
The Rock is all about Easter. No, you're not. And he has no problem
spoiling
his daughter.
You can't say that. I'm sorry about your back.
The Rock is all about Easter, and he has no problem spoiling his daughters with small toys. But he refuses to give them candy.
Ooh.
He posted a photo of an egg hunt at his house and said, quote, 100 eggs, all filled with tiny toys. No candy when you come to The Rock's house. He's still saying this.
Yeah.
No candy when you come to The Rock's house. Last thing I need is wrangling a bunch of whacked out kiddos who become candy crackheads on the sugar come down. So that's The Rock.
It's true. No it's candy. Absolutely it true. True. I've seen Robert Meltdown many times
Who's
at church.
Who's got time to get 100 little toys?
Yeah,
candy's so much easier.
Yeah, a little plastic thing so for his kids. But I'm for it if you can do it, if you have the time.
Army
he
men.
He probably has one of his assistants do it.
Yes.
What's that?
He could do army men.
Individual army men?
Yeah. Sure.
That would fit in an egg.
Fit in an egg.
Like one army man per...
Slime.
What if you have a daughter?
I don't play gender.
Army person.
Army woman.
Oh,
army
person. A person. That's right. People are saying to me, oh, like women can't fight in the military, Mr. Sexist. Let's get off this. Jesus. All right. We talked about it. Did we talk about it yesterday? I think we did. On Sunday night, Arya Stark felt the end might be near, and she wanted to scratch that one thing off her bucket list. Did I mention it on yesterday's show? I don't remember
you
if
mentioned
I talked
it
before
the show, I think. Pre-show meeting.
Mm-hmm. I said it added to the creep factor a little bit. I think you know the thing I'm referring to. Arya gave up her virginity to her old friend Gendry. The internet lost its collective mind. Well, I did. I looked at it and I went, this is just weird. I know she's like 21 in real life or something and 18 on the show. But Arya is played by Maisie Williams, who was 14 when the show started. Even though she's 22 now and Arya is 18 on the show, it's just hard to see her like that. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. She's very childlike the way she looks. It's interesting how we have no qualms about seeing her slit someone's throat at any age, but treat her like a sexual being and everybody loses their damn minds. Okay, maybe you're right about that.
I saw
guilty as charged.
You weren't alone. I saw both sides of this where some people said that this season was great until they saw that, or why would they put this, you know, Game of Thrones has always pushed the boundaries, and but they wouldn't expect to see the idea that we can't, I guess, in my eyes, look at this logic and say, this is a 22-year-old actress, an 18-year-old in the character, and who's to say that she's always been ahead of her years within as a character development is concerned, right?
Well, but I didn't attack it when I talked to you guys about
no,
it.
You
I
didn't,
said it
you
just
didn't.
It was a little creepy, which it was.
It was
as
a newcomer.
Everybody noticed
as a newcomer.
Because she has that baby face.
But it doesn't ruin the show.
No, not at all. But it's not like, oh my God, it's just a little creep factor. Yeah. And based on what they've done on that show before, there's been a little of that on this show.
I would rather see Sansa than.
Thank you.
As a newcomer to Game of Thrones, seeing that, it made me a little uncomfortable. I thought that she seemed young.
Just know this.
And
that show is not about that.
I understand. You know, episode and a half in, I don't think I have my total understanding of a 58 episode run. But I will say that watching it and seeing that, characters tend to stay cemented in your mind even when they age. So if she started on the show when she was 14, now I'm more creeped out.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people still probably see her as a 14-year-old.
And I think about this, a lot of viewers now have binge-watched this entire series.
Mm. Right.
So they still remember as the little girl, as the little Stark girl.
Arya Stark. And, I felt the same way when I watched that episode when Urkel lost his virginity.
Yeah.
Just a little creepy to me.
But still
anyway,
hot.
People immediately started looking up Arya Stark's age, as if the age of consent was never really a thing that mattered in Game of Thrones. But HBO felt the need to tweet that Arya is indeed 18. So, hey, they're doing what they're supposed to do. They're getting people talking, and that's that. Time to dig up your old clock radio, because it turns out it was way better for you than waking up to that horrible alarm on your phone. According to a new study out of Australia, when you wake up to music instead of an alarm, it can get you out of bed faster and help you feel less sluggish and more alert. They found it's especially true if you wake up to songs that have catchy, upbeat melodies. The songs they used in their test were Good Vibrations, Close to Me by The Cure. Why does music help you wake up? Researchers believe it's because the melodies do a better job than an alarm sound at holding your attention, which helps your brain get going.
That's cool.
And now you know. I'm John Tesh. This is information for your life.
You know,
That's exactly how he'd say it.
You can actually select your iPhone to have you wake to certain songs.
Really?
Yeah, and so I'm finding it right now. I have a song that I wake to every morning, which is...
Those 80s movies always had like the radio go off and then music come on. I never had that experience.
But when my alarm goes off on my phone, I get this. The Beatles from Sgt. Pepper. I know Carrie wants to kill me, but that's what I wake up every morning with a roast rooster crow.
Your
and the Beatles.
Poor wife.
It's great though. You know what?
Do you want me to play mine?
Yeah, please do.
All right, this is what I wake up to every single morning. Here we go. It's a hockey rink.
It's nice.
They're skating around. They're going to score a goal in a second here. Now he's back over. Now Carlson back over to Ovechkin. Ovechkin back over to Backstrom. Back to Ovechkin. Then he takes it over there right now. Carlson over to Backstrom. Now back to Ovechkin again. He shoots. He scores!
It probably starts your day right.
Yes, thank you very much. Yeah. Moving right along, let me get back to this and do this and do this. And maybe turn it up now because the other one was louder than that. Back to this.
There it is.
McDonald's is bringing some of its best international items to America in June, including a burger with a creamy bacon sauce on top from Spain.
Yuck!
Ooh.
Cheesy bacon fries from Australia. Bacon, bacon, bacon.
Enough already.
Who banged bacon?
And you know what else? Here's something that no one's addressing. The fact that McDonald's bacon sucks. It's not like it's good bacon.
Big bacon.
And by the way, though, the last item in the trifecta that they're bringing... And listen to this, because this is big for our show, because we were cutting edge. It is a McFlurry made with caramel waffles from the Netherlands. And the reason I mention this story, because it's not caramel waffles from the Netherlands. It's a Stroop waffle.
Amen, ooh, brother. We're right there at
Stroop
the cutting edge.
Stroop waffle McFlurries. Hello. Get it for me right now. I want that.
How dare they.
With bacon?
No bacon. Why bacon?
I know.
Why is it always bacon? Why do they think Americans are like bacon, bacon, bacon?
Bacon.
You know,
great marketing plan.
It's bacon.
Plan.
It's
That's all in South. Big bacon. Big bacon.
Big bacon. And now a little something, something. A man at another three-kicker comedy line.
Oh,
thank you
good.
Very much. A man and a woman got into a fight on Sunday night in downtown Orlando when apparently they bumped into each other, and a guy in a full Easter Bunny costume just happened to be on the street. At first, he tried to break up the fight, but then he quickly changed gears and started throwing punches at the man himself. A cop broke things up shortly after that, and someone on the street managed to get the entire thing on video.
Oh, boy.
The cop didn't wind up arresting anyone, but there's no word on what got everybody so excited. All I know is all three people were hopping mad.
Oh!
After the fight, everybody was a basket case. Am I right, ladies?
I want to tell you.
I want to tell you. We'll take a break. I'm back with the audio vault. And I'm not even on drugs. But I'd like to be. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Shake your
body like. It's Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Rates with Political Persuasions. It's finally here, the Mueller Report. Mike and I dissect it. We give you our thoughts. Also, Attorney General William Barr, could he have handled things differently? Where do Democrats go from here? Tune in, find out.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Did you know that the Kentucky Derby is less than 2 weeks away? Well, you better quit. You better quit horsing around. All sorts of puns today. You can get anything you need for Derby Day at the TMOS Shopping Center. Ladies' hats, men's bow ties, julep cups, whips, saddles, and oats for miles. Or furlongs. The sky's the limit. Just go to our website and click the banner, and you'll be at Macy's.com, Walmart.com, and Target.com. Faster than Secretariat took the clubhouse turn. Yes, Surrey Bob, the run for the roses starts with a run to the TMOS Shopping Center. Whether you need jockey shorts, horseradish, or all... You got me. Or all the ingredients to make a big batch of glue. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the banner. Remember, it costs you nothing, but it means the world to us. It makes this show possible. So remember, hit our website and hit up Macy's, Target, and Walmart. The triple crown of shopping excellence. Now, saddle up and spend some dough. Let's open up the audio vault and Rob Spiewak for Tuesday, April 23rd, 2019, Back Injury Tuesday.
I bring this up because this was a hot topic the very week I started interning for you.
Oh.
However, it goes back 30 years. Today is the 30th anniversary of something, and I'll play you a hint, and you can see if you can guess what it is.
Tetris.
Yes, the Game Boy debuted 30 years ago this very day. And
what a great game.
And listen to the ad campaign. They make it sound so much better than it was.
They said it wasn't humanly possible. But now you can have all the power and excitement of Nintendo right in the palm of your hand. Introducing Game Boy. It's portable. It's in stereo. And
stereo.
Its games are interchangeable. Plus, Game Boy comes with the outrageous new game, Tetris. And for head-to-head competition, use the revolutionary video link and blow your opponent away. Game Boy, only from Nintendo. Now you're playing with power.
Tetris.
Portable power.
If I had a thesaurus in a week and a half, and I had to think of all the words I would use to describe Tetris, outrageous would not be one of them.
And that back in the day when they used real announcers, too.
Oh, it's a great announcer.
I really do. Tetris. Yes, blow your opponents away.
It wasn't humanly possible. But now you can have all...
That guy's got to be dead now, right?
Oh, sure. They're all
I don't know. Johnny Gilbert's alive. Johnny Gilbert's alive at 93.
It's not a tough life.
Yeah, that's because you ever hear Johnny Gilbert's voice? You want to know why he's alive? This is Jeopardy. You know, if you sound like a eunuch, I mean, that's the way it works.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Sometimes you can watch on the YouTube instructional videos, and they're just instructional videos. this. But if you're watching one that says, this is how to apply eye makeup, maybe that's not my scene. Unless it's okay. Narrated by Snoop Dogg.
Oh, I like this part right here. When she do the little black on the outside. My essay homegirls used to do that all the time.
Sorry to interrupt, Snoop. I'm so sorry. Can you hear me, Snoop?
I hear you.
Hello? Yes. Snoop, I'm just hoping that you're liking the look so far, but I have a feeling that what I'm about to do is going to make you proud. I am about to smoke that liner out.
I'll join you.
Mm-hmm. That was awful. We're taking this black shadow right here and we're smoking it out.
Smoke it out, baby, for me. What she means by smoke it out is not what I'm doing right now. It's like giving it an outer layer to where it looks like it has different layers to it, as if smoke was around it.
All right, I'm totally lost. It's not like it's not like the Snoop doing the animal videos. It's like,
no, he's really doing it. He's interacting.
Yeah. Hi, Smooth.
Is it like one of these major brands that are actually pushing this video, or
it is? It is a definitely. This is definitely they went in with Snoop knowing what he was doing. Okay.
But
the
not
pun,
like a friend that had.
No.
Okay,
no.
Cool.
I the animal
like
video
Snoop,
is better.
But I don't like that. It's just
it started
felt
off
forced.
Great.
Started out really, it had just been Snoop. I don't know what she's doing right now. Mm-hmm. And then it'd been all Snoop. But then it's like, ha, ha, ha. Just kidding. I'm going to make a smoky eye while you smoke a joint. Get the joke? Come on.
Ruined.
Well, I just keep my finger on the Snoop public. You know, I want to make sure we know what goes on.
I understand.
Mike, I know you normally corner the Florida stories, but this is one I wanted to play for you. A man was arrested in Florida for, he hired a house sitter and then put a phone charger in his bathroom. But it wasn't a phone charger. It was a camera.
Uh-oh.
And he was watching the lady shower. The man's name? Jonathan Moist.
They noticed that there was a hidden camera that had been placed in the bathroom.
Jonathan Moist's bathroom.
She thought it might be a camera. She took a closer look at it and then realized that it did have a lens and that it had an SD card.
Now it's Moist who's in hot water. Moist's niece was babysitting his dog.
He obviously had the camera up there for the purpose of recording people in the bathroom shower area. It appears it had been up for a period of time. And reviewing the camera and the contents on the SD card, there were no other victims found.
So Moist is in hot water, Mike.
If I'm an anchor and I see his name is Jonathan Moist, I'm not going to be able to make it through the newscast.
No, it's not.
I just get it. Jonathan Moist.
A creep.
Yeah. All right, we close with this. A fascinating tale that I had no idea. When you hear this.
Hey, bud. Let's party.
You, of course, know it's Jeff Spicoli from
From Fast Times, right?
Sean Penn was on a talk show. Did you know Spicoli was based on a real guy?
Yeah.
And furthermore, he saw him recently.
Yeah, there's a fella who was rhythmically aligned with that character.
Great way
of
putting
it. It was kind of an extraordinary. And so from the time I was 17, I would see an awful lot of him. And I surfed. I knew him.
Have you run into this person since?
2 months ago. I went out for a surf. Coming up this trail, fell in his kids and family. Very well-spoken guy. And he says, Sean, how are you? And then he said his name. And it was him.
Yeah.
I would never have thought that anything normal was going to come from that show.
Because up to this day, if you go up to that guy in real life and say, aren't you the guy that they based Jeff Spicoli on? He always says the same thing. No, I'm not.
No, I'm not, Mr.
That's your magic audio ball. Have a good Tuesday, everybody.
And that movie still holds up miraculously. Ooh. Comedies from that era. And Phoebe Cates. Oh my God, that movie is so old now. Amazing! Anyway, another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Great mailbag today. You want to send along yours, please send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We need your yaks. Please give us a call anytime. 888-920-MORE. 888-920-6673. We would love to hear from you. And we put your yaks on the air every single week. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day. The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Hey, bud. Let's party.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on its feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
Wait! Where are you going?
I was going to make espresso.
Goodbye.